Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today we delve into significant happenings across the crypto landscape. Bolivia embraces cryptocurrency for energy imports amidst a dollar shortage, while Russia proposes a crypto investment pilot for its wealthiest citizens. MEXEC Ventures injects $36 million into Athena and USDE, fueling the stablecoin market. Meanwhile, Rumble and Metaplanet make substantial Bitcoin acquisitions for strategic reserves. Let's dive into the details. Bolivia's state energy firm, YBFB, will now use cryptocurrency for importing energy, addressing a foreign currency reserve crisis, echoing similar moves by Argentina and Venezuela. In Russia, the central bank plans a three-year crypto investment experiment targeting high-net-worth individuals, highlighting market volatility but encouraging experienced investors. MEXEC Ventures' $36 million investment in Athena and USD stablecoin aims to boost synthetic dollar adoption in DeFi, offering alternatives to fiat-backed stablecoins. The market for stablecoins has surpassed $200 billion. On the investment front, Rumble acquires 188 Bitcoin for $17.1 million as a hedge against inflation, while Metaplanet buys 162 Bitcoin for $13.5 million, planning to hold 10,000 Bitcoin by year end. The US House overturned an IRS rule demanding DeFi platforms collect user data, a decision lauded as a win for privacy and innovation. In a move reminiscent of classic courtroom dramas, this step could influence future regulatory frameworks. Bitcoin's price saw fluctuations following US inflation data, showing a dip to 2.8%, raising hopes for Federal Reserve rate cuts by June. The CoinDesk 20 index rose 0.8%, with Hedera and Avalanche leading, while Aptos and Aave lagged. In a significant legal precedent, a court ruled in favor of Uniswap, protecting DeFi developers from liabilities linked to third-party misuse of their platforms. This aligns with the ongoing evolution of regulation in the decentralized finance sector. Meanwhile, Bitcoin whales have amassed 65,000 BTC over the past month, showing strong buying interest despite market volatility. This accumulation suggests a longer-term bullish outlook, but analysts warn of persistent macroeconomic uncertainties. Lastly, Starkware's new strategic Bitcoin reserve and integration with Starknet positions Bitcoin for broader DeFi applications, while Sony and Line's blockchain partnership aims to bring Web2 users into the Web3 space through Sonaeum. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.